Today's daf is Menachas Daf Hey. And we are five lines from the top of Daf Hey Amid Aleph, V'Reb Shimon Ben Lakish Omar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Yitzchok Ben Shifra Miral, Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda, and Shloime Ben Chaya Leia. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Sarah Basilvia that she find the Zivug Hagam Bekarif. So we're moving along in the first sugya of Meseches Menachas, which, as we've seen, mirrors the first sugya of Meseches Zvachim, and that is the halacha of Shaloi Lashma. The Mishnah had said, Kol ha-minachos she-nikmetzu Shaloi Lashman k'sheiros, elo Shaloi olu l'baylam l'shem chayva, chutz mi-minchas chayte u-minchas kanois. Any mincha where the kmitza, or one of the other critical avoidas, were done Shaloi Lashma, the halacha is the mincha's going to be kosher. As she says, you could eat the shiori mincha, you could be makter the koimitz, but the bailim who's bringing this mincha for some toyeles will not be able to realize that toyeles. It's loy olu le bailim l'shem chayv. With the exception of the minchas chayit and the minchas kanois, those two menachos, if they're brought shaloi l'shma, not only is the bailim not going to get whatever is he needs to get, but the carbon is going to be possible. You can't eat the shiaria mincha. You can't be makter the koimitz. It's psule hamikdashim. Yesterday's daf, we saw on the bottom of daf dalet amud aleph that Rav added another mincha to the list. Rav said, minchas ha'omer shekimtza shaloi l'shma psula. The minchas ha'omer with the kmitza was done shaloi l'shma is also going to be possible. And the reason is hayo. Because what was the purpose of the Mincha Sa'omer? It came to be matter, the Tfuah HaChadasha. If the Mincha Shaloi L'shma is Le'olu L'bayim L'shem Chayva, that means it's not being matter anything. If it's not being matter anything, then it's nothing. And if that's the case, by definition, it has to be possible. I said the Gemara, the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said, Kol ha-minachos, with the exception of the Minchas Chayte and the Minchas Kanois. It didn't say with the exception of the Minchas Chayte, the Minchas Kanois, and the Minchas Ha'omer. And the Gemara gave three technical reasons of why maybe the Minchas Ha'omer is beyond the scope of the Menachos that are being discussed in the Mishnah. But at the end of the day, Rav said a gewaldige chiddush, and that is that the Minchas Ha'omer, where the kmitza, or one of the other critical avodas, were done shaloi l'shma, it's going to be possible. We saw that Rav said that my chiddush that I'm saying in Menachos would extend itself to the world of Zvachim as well. Asham, which ordinarily, if brought shaloi l'shma, is kosher, ela shaloi olu l'baylam l'shem chayva, said Rav, I'll tell you two ashamais where I believe it's going to be possible. The Asham Nazir and the Asham Etzayr. And it's for the same reason. Because those two Ashamais are not Baal Echaper. Those two Ashamais are Baal Lehachshir. They're coming to be matter something. The Asham Nazir is coming to facilitate the Nazirus de Tahira. The Asham Etzayr is coming to allow the Etzayr to re-enter Machni Yisrael. Being that those Ashamais, their purpose is to facilitate something, and right now they were brought in a way where they can't facilitate that thing because it's le'olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. It's for that reason, by definition, they are going to be possible. Either way, the topic of today's daf is going to be different shitas within the Amoraim, two additional shitas, as it relates to the reisha of Rav's memra. Minchas ha-omer that was brought shaloi l'shma. Rav was mechadish that halach is possible based on a svara. It's coming to be matter v'loi hetira. In today's daf, we're going to see the sheet of Reish Lakish as it relates to the minchas ha-omer that was brought shaloi l'shma. Additionally, we're going to see the sheet of Rava as it relates to the minchas ha-omer that was brought shaloi l'shma. What is going to emerge is that really, just like Rav's Shita is a Mechudish Diga Shita in the Sugi of Shalei L'shma, Reish Lakish's Shita is also going to be a Mechudish Diga Shita, and Rav's Shita is also going to be a Mechudish Diga Shita. One last point that's worth just reiterating before we start the daf, and that is what exactly was the Minchas Ha'omer? So the Minchas Ha'omer was a carbon tzibur. It was obviously a mincha. It was brought once a year on Tezayin Nisan. And the reason it was brought was to be matir the tfuah hachadasha. One of the loisa says in the Torah is, you're not allowed to eat chadash, quote unquote. Now, how does that relate to Zman Hazeh? That's something we actually have many raid bites on. It's from the most controversial topics of all time. But for sure, once upon a time, there was an Isser Chadash, and in order to be matter that Isser Chadash, a carbon had to be brought. That carbon was the carbon mincha. So before the mincha was brought, you couldn't eat the chadash. The moment the mincha was brought, at that point, you were allowed to eat the chadash. Either way, Zokta Gemar, Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar. Reb Shimon ben Lakish said, Mincha sa'imer shekamtsa shaloi lishma ksheira. The mincha sa'imer with the kmitza was done shaloi lishma's kasha. So far, that's pashit. That's what the Mishnah said. However, what Reish Lakish added to that was, Vishyareo, in Nechalin. However, despite the fact that it's kosher, the Shiori HaMincha will not be allowed to be eaten at Shetovi Minchas HaOmer Acheres V'tati Reno. Unless another Minchas HaOmer is going to be brought. This time it's going to be brought properly without a Machshava Shaloi Lishma, and that will go, and that will be Matarit. In other words, Reish Lakish is a little bit Moide B'miktsas to Rav's Taina. From the Mishnah, it sounded like a Minchas HaOmer is like all Menachas with the exception of Minchas Chet and Minchas Kanas. You bring it Shaloi Lishma, it's kosher. What does kosher mean? Rashi said in the Mishnah, you could eat the Shiori HaMincha and you could be Makta to the Koimitz. Rav said that no, when it comes to the Minchas HaOmer, it's actually going to be Pasul. You can't eat the Shiori HaMincha, you can't be Makta to the Koimitz. Reish Lakish went and he cut the baby in half. He said that it's going to be kosher from the standpoint that you could be mocked to the koinitz. However, it's going to be puzzle from the standpoint that you won't be able to eat the Shiori HaMincha. But the lumdus of Reish Lakish, of why, if really it's kosher, v'haraya, you could be mocked to the koinitz, still you won't be able to eat the Shiori HaMincha, is based more on the fact that until the Minchas HaOmer was brought, the tefuah, L'rabbis, the mincha itself was chadash. And what was matter the chadash? It was the mincha sa'imer. Well, to the extent that the mincha sa'imer was brought shalei l'shma, and now it's le'alu l'bayilam l'shem chayva, so it doesn't have the ability to be matter. If it doesn't have the ability to be matter, memela, you're not going to be able to eat the shiori mincha. Just to clarify the point, not mitzad psulei amikdashim, not because of the sugyas of zvachim amenachis, not mitzad the sugyas of shaloi lishma. It's more of a yeredeya de gehalacha. It's because there's a lav in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat chadash. Rav said that if you bring the mincha sa'im shaloi lishma, then the mincha itself is a pasul mincha. The reason you can't eat the shiori mincha is because it's psuli amikdashim. And by the way, you can't be makd to the koimitz either because it's psuli amikdashim. Reish Lakish holds like the Stam Mishnah that it's not considered a psuli amikdashim. The only time shaloi lishma renders psuli amikdashim by minchas, minchas chayt, minchas kanois. And as a result, for sure, mitzad the sugyas of Zvachim HaMenachis, this Minchas HaOmer is going to be a kosher in Minchas HaOmer. And that's why if you want to be makta the koimitz, you can be makta the koimitz. It just so happens there's a davar tzadi, a davar chitzoini. There's an external reason why I can't eat the Shiori HaMincha. Because to the extent that it was like, olu l'bailam l'shem chayva, to the extent it was hoyolu bas lahater v'lo hitira, so there was nothing that was matta the Shiori HaMincha. If there was nothing that was matta the Shiori HaMincha, it's hadar dina that it's regular chadash. And just like I can't eat chadash that I have in my pantry, I wouldn't be able to eat the Shiori Mincha either. But the Gemara asks a geshmak a kash on Reish Lakish. If that's true, that the mincha sa'omer shekimtsa shaloi lishma, even though it's kosher, you can't eat the shirayim because it's chadash. Well, if that's the case, mikrav heichi karva, then how could you then go and take the koimitz and put the koimitz on the mizbeach? Mimashki Yisrael, we know there's a halacha that underpins all of kachim, and that is learned from a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel that says, quote unquote, mimashki Yisrael. And Chazal darshan from those words, minamutali Yisrael, that the only thing you're allowed to put on the mizbeach is something that you yourself are allowed to eat. And being that you would not be able to eat the shiori mincha, so how could it be that the mincha sa'omer shaloi lishma's kosher le'inyan that you could be makd to the koimitz, to the extent that it's not kosher with regards to being able to eat it because there's an issa chadash, then you shouldn't be able to put it on the mizbeach either. Just to clarify this point as well, it requires a little bit more iyun. Every single time the koimitz of the mincha sa'omer was put on the mizbeach, at the time you put it on the mizbeach, it was chadash, right? And as a result, L'chura, you could say, isn't there a problem of Mimashki Yisrael? What was Matter the Chadash? The Haktaras HaKoymetz. Okay, so at the time that you're putting the Koymetz on the Mizbeach, obviously you weren't Matter yet. It's a chicken and an egg. It's a catch-22, right? And as a result, L'chura, there should be a problem. The Teretz says that's not fair. It's because it's Boin Ke'echad. Gitei V'yadei Boin Ke'echad. The Haktaras HaKoymetz and the Heter Chadash are all coming B'vasachas. But this Haktaras HaKoymetz is not being Matter the Chadash. V'haray the Shiori HaMincha Rish Lakish holds it's still going to be awesome. If that's the case, you have a real geherig problem of Mimashki Yisrael. So, Frank the Gemara, I hear the lumdus of Rish Lakish. It's very geschmack. But at the same time, how could you go ahead and be mak to this koimitz? What happened to the Allah? Mimashki Yisrael. Rav Adab Rahavas said, Rish Lakish holds in Mechusas Man Leboy Bayar. Now, this idea is an idea that we've seen many times in Masech Tzvachim. First time we're seeing it here in Menachis, and the application of it here in Menachis is ma'od mechudash, as we'll say. So what does it mean, emechus hazman l'boy bayon? What Rav Adab Rahav is saying is that being that later that day, you're going to end up bringing the Minchas Omer again, and this time you're going to do it with the right kavanas, and as a result, you're going to end up being mater the Shiori HaMincha. So what emerges is that even though this second, when I'm putting this koimetz on the Mizbeach, it's not menamut al Yisrael, but now it's not Minamut Yisrael, but in 3 hours it's going to be Minamut Yisrael. What's going to happen in 3 hours? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be makter a proper koymetz. As a result, ein mechusar zman l'boy bayoy, because it's going to happen today. Why is it going to happen today? Because I have a mitzvah to do it today. So it's for that reason we don't look at it as being a chasar in Minamut Yisrael. Why is this a mechudish to get application of ein mechusar zman l'boy bayoy? Because throughout Shas, or throughout Zvachim, when the Gemara tells to ein mechusar zman l'boy bayoy, the Gemara is always applying it to a situation where this thing that's going to happen is going to happen in Mela. And all your mechusar is man. When all I'm chaser is man, meaning when it's 9 o'clock in the morning and something's going to happen at 11 o'clock, okay, all I'm chaser is 2 hours, right? Time flies. It's the Metzias. And as a result, das hastnish kein chasarin. And I could see up now what's going to happen in 2 hours. But over here, I'm not just chaser is man, I'm chaser a maisa. I'd rather know that that maisa is going to happen today. I hear, but it's not happening automatically. Stating that, that's one of the chedushim we're going to see in today's daf. That there's an idea of ein mechus hazman l'boy bayoyim that emerges from Shitas Reish Lakish, Hazoyet Reb Adab Rahav Fashtanin, and that is that even though this thing that's going to happen later today is going to require a maisa, but here's the bottom line. What's the kasha to the extent that this kamis doesn't have the ability to be me'at shiari amincha? So it should be a problem in Mashkir Yisrael, Menam Mutter Yisrael. The teretz is, being that it's going to be mutter later today, because later you're going to bring a proper mincha, ein mechus hazman l'boy bayoyim. Rav Yitzchak asked the kasha on Rish Lakish. Ish b'oifes. This is from a price. So the price is comparing and contrasting oifes and menachas. And the price said there are certain chumras that you have by oifes you don't have by menachas, and things they have by menachas you don't have by oifes. Ish b'oifes. What do you find by oifes that you don't have by menachas? Number one, shoifes bam benit vashnayim. Oifes can be brought by shutfes. Two shutfin together can bring an oif benedava, but a mincha not. Umechusrei kapara. Additionally, there's an idea that sometimes somebody needs kapara, and the way he's going to get kapara is by bringing a carbon, and the carbon's going to be a knife. The world of Eilav Yoyrit, you find it by Azava, Yoledis, Umetzaira. If you want to read the parentheses, the Gemara even says it. You never find that someone's mechusrei kapara, and he's going to bring a mincha. Now, there's an idea that a mincha could be Baal Chet, but in the world of mechusrei kipurim, that's not something you ever find that Kippurim is going to come about. Ayyadei Mincha. Additionally, v'hutru michlal isurim b'kaydish. You find by oifes an idea of something that really should be aser, but afilu hachi in the world of katrin, it's going to be mutter. What's that thing that you find? So Rashi says, Malika. Malika by Chulin would render the oifen available, but when it comes to Kachin, it's matter. Mash Ekim and Menachis, right? All three of these things. Menachis is not Baba Shutfis, a Mechusik Yipurim is never going to bring a Mincha, and by Mincha, you don't find the idea of Hutter Michlal Yisurai. V'yesh b'Menachis, the price continues, I'm going to show you certain things that Menachis has that oifes doesn't have. Number one, Shamanachis to Unois Kli. Menachis involved the Keli, as opposed to the oif didn't require any keli. The shechita was done with the fingernail, and then they took the oif itself and they did the mitzvah or the hazah. It didn't involve any klisharis. Additionally, the tenufa, there was a mitzvah of tenufa by the mincha, you don't have by oifis. The hagasha, the unique avoida of hagasha, is not something that you had by oifis. The yeshna b'tzibur kibiyachid. You can have a minchas tzibur, you never have a oif that was brought b'tzibur. Masha inkim b'oifis, all these things, as we just mentioned, doesn't apply by oifis. What's the gemara's kasha, gishmaka kasha? One of the chumras that we said that oifis has over menachis is that oifis is hutru michlal isurim b'kodesh. Where do you find it? You find it by Malik. Isuf, you're going to tell me that what? That the minchas ha'omer that was brought shaloi l'shma, it's kosher that you could be makter the koimetz, but it's possible with regards to being able to eat the shirayim because of the fact that at the end of the day there's an issa chadash. L'chura, I have a hechetimtza where mincha also is hutru michlal isurim b'kodesh. Why is that? Because based on the fact that the Shiore HaMenachos is usher right now, really, you should not be allowed to be makta the koimetz, because it should be a problem of Mimashki Yisrael. But afilu hachi, we're saying it's mutter. So says the Gemara, if this is the case, the Menachos nami, mishkach asla, the hutru michlal yisurim b'kodesh. Umayniyu minchas ha'omer. Right? This example of minchas ha'omer is a hechetimtza where we're saying a very big chiddush, because this is something that really should be aser, mimashki Yisrael, and afilu hachi it's mutter. But the Gemara gives the very obvious answer. And for the Gemara, kivin de'im uchus hazman lo b'yayim, lavi yisurim. Meaning, the Gemara explained why there's no problem mimashki Yisrael. The Gemara didn't say, really, there should be a problem mimashki Yisrael, but it's a chiddush, mitzvasa bekach, what do you want me to do? No, the Gemara actually rationalized it. The Gemara explained it betuf tam. The Gemara said, being that im uchus hazman lo b'yayim, so it's for that reason, lavi suruhu, there is no problem. Now, it's a mechudish diga application of a mechus hazman b'seder. But at the end of the day, the Gemara said, that's far. If that's the case, it's not huta mechlali suruhu. Huta mechlali suruhu passes by Malika Sa'if. We're based on Gidrei Chulin, this is an avela. In Kachim, when it comes to oifis, all of a sudden it's not an avela. So it's huta mechlali suruhu. Something that in Kolat Terekul is aser, in this situation is mutter. Over here, you don't have a hutta michlal yisuroi, because this situation by the minchas ha'omer would never be considered mimashki Yisrael. It doesn't have the criteria to have the chisarna mimashki Yisrael because of the fact that it's ein mechus hazman leboi ba'ayim. Either way, so what emerges over here is that the chiddush of Reish Lakish is really predicated on saying ein mechus hazman leboi ba'ayim, right? Reish Lakish didn't walk into Beis Medrash to say ein mechus hazman leboi ba'ayim. Reish Lakish walked into Beis Medrash to be a third shita as it relates to understanding the minchas ha'omer that was brought shalei lishma, right? That was his tayelas. From the Mishnah, it sounds like it's kosher. Rav said it's possible, and he said it depends. As it relates to the koimetz, it's kosher. As it relates to the shirayim, it's going to be possible. But what emerged is he has to hold the emechus hazman lebei bayayim. Why does he have to hold that? Because if he's not going to hold that, then his whole idea is dead on arrival. Because how could it be that the mincha itself is aser b'achila, yet you're doing a proper haktara with the koimetz? That is contradicted by the halach of mimashki Yisrael. The teretz is emechus hazman lebei bayayim, even in a situation where you're not only mechus hazman, really, you're mechus hamayis as well. So the kasha that the Gemara is going to ask now is really on the principle that came about on a derivative level from the halacha of Reish Lakish. So we're not asking a head-on kasha on Reish Lakish's halacha regarding minchas ha'omer. In fact, the Gemara's kasha is going to be from a completely unrelated topic. But Reish Lakish, you're telling me a svar of emechus hazman lebei bayayim on that mosav Rav Sheshes. Great, Rav Sheshes kasha. Now, Rav Sheshes's kasha was from the laws of the Karban Hashem. So we know that the tahira of the Karban Hashem, the karbanis that he brought, is from the more esoteric, obscure parashiyos in the Torah. So within the world of Kachim, the Kachim of the Metzora is very unique. It involved an asham and a chatas. It involved blood. It involved oil. Some of it was put on his ears. Some of it was put on his thumbs, right? There's a lot going on. So with regards to the Seder of the Torah, the Metzora, we have a brisa, and it's from this brisa that Rav Sheshes is coming to fire away. So in the event that the Kohen put the shemen on the mitzayra before you put the dam. Now, he did it in the reverse order, because first he's supposed to put the dam, and then you're supposed to put the shemen. The Torah says he put the shemen in the place that you put the dam. So clearly implying that first he's supposed to put the dam, then you're supposed to put the shemen. But he did it in the wrong order. First he did the shemen, then he did the dam. So says the Brayso, let me tell you what you're supposed to do. You malenu shemen, refill the shemen. The reason you have to refill the shemen is because we're assuming if you put shemen already, you probably came with the requisite shear. And if you put, you don't have the shear anymore, so you have to refill it. Meaning there's no din of milu shemen. But if we're assuming you don't have the shear anymore. So therefore, the Brayso goes out of its way and says you have to refill the oil, the yachsa v'yitein shemen achematan dam, and then put the shemen after you put the dam. So like this, you will have done it in the right order. You would have had first the dam, then the shemen. In other words, the fact that you put the shemen before the dam means you did it the wrong way. Even b'diyevet, this is a problem. So what you need to do is you have to essentially redo it. So make sure you have the proper amount of shemen. Now put it on. So now the second shemen will have been done in the proper way. What happens if, with regards to the shemen, he did the matan bahinus, the matan sheva? First he put it on the bahinus, on the thumbs, and then he did the matan sheva. He did the zrikis that you're supposed to do with it. And that's also the wrong way. Because first you're supposed to do the matan sheva, the zrikis with the shemen, and afterwards you're supposed to put it on the bahinus. So says the Brayso, again, this is also a problem. See, malenu shemen, refill the shear, the yachse v'yitein, matan bahinus, atam machan zayin, do the matan bahinus again, it's like this. Since Tzveitamol, you would have gotten it right. So what's Rav Sheshes? Is Kasha? If you can tell me, if you're going to tell me that there's no problem with Chosas Malabay Beyom, and my Yachse V'yitein, why do I have to redo it? My Da'ovat, Ovat, L'chayra, whatever I did was okay. Now this Kasha is also a little bit of a tricky Kasha. So Marna Griz explained the Gemara's Kasha as follows. Pashup Shana in the Gemara. He said, it's Mavur in this Gemara that the Gemara understands that the reason if you would do the Shemen before the Dam, or the reason if you would do the Matan Bohinis before the Matan Sheva would be a problem is because it's Mechusas Man. It's not because it's a Seder of how you have to do it, that I have to do this before that and that after this. It's a Zmandiga thing. The Zman of the Shemen is not until I put the Dam. Meaning there's a certain Zman that I have to conform with. If all that is Mechayev me to do it in the Seder is Zman, and ain mechusas man lebay bayam, even when I have to do a maisa. So what's the problem? So why is this an issue? I'm doing it now. It's not like I'm doing it tomorrow. I'm doing it today. So ain mechusas man lebay bayam. So freit the gemara. So why do I have to redo it? My da avad avad. Rapapa came to the defense of Reish Lakish, and he said, "Shani hilchas mitzayir. Don't bring rice from hilchas mitzayir. Dechsevabu havaya, because it says the word havaya." Not Miloshin, Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it says Havaya, right? The Amr HaKosov Zoyis, Tia, Teres HaMetzoyer, Tia, Baviyosetehe. It's something that has to be done exactly the way it's stipulated in the Torah. Meaning, even if the lomdis that you're saying is right, and even though ordinarily, Emechus is Malabay B'yon, but there's a special din that when it comes to Metzoyer, you have to do it exactly the way the Torah delineates it. And if the Torah says you do this first and that second and that second and that third, you have to conform to that, and if you do it in the wrong order, it's going to be a problem. So after a Papa, the names matter here, fended off Rav Sheshes' kasha on Rish Lakish with the sugi of Emechusas Man LeBay B'yayim. Rav Papa says, but you know what, Rav Sheshes, let me ask you a kasha. Or, I mean, not asking you, it's a kasha on Rish Lakish. But this is Rav Papa's own kasha. Masa Rav Papa, hiktim chatosnei la'ashamoy. And again, we're talking about the tahira of the Mitzayra. So he had to bring a chatos, and he had to bring an asham. Now, as it relates to the chatos and the asham that he brought, he was supposed to bring first the asham and then the chatos. So he went in the reverse order, and he was hiktim chatosnei la'ashamoy. He brought the chatos first and the asham second. So the question is what to do now. So there's really two options, right? One option is just follow through with the chatas, and then afterwards you bring the asham. Another option is that no, why would you double down on your mistake? Take the chatas and have someone attend to the dam, right? How do you attend to the dam? You have to mix it because otherwise it's going to get faglivert, right? It's going to get hard and it's going to become viscous. It's going to get to a point where you're not going to be able to do a zrika with it anymore. So have someone come, let him stir the pot, let him go ahead and mish it, and in the meantime, you'll go bring the asham, which is what you're supposed to do, and then when you finish bringing the asham, you bring the chatas. Meaning, this person did the shechita on the chatas, and now all of a sudden there's an oops, right? What am I supposed to do? So again, there's two options. One is just follow through with the chatas, or no, you messed up on the shechita. Doesn't mean you have to mess up on the Kabbalah Ilach Hazrika, right? Or the Zrika, which is the Iker, at the very least, be memaris, the dam, and do that later. So the Brisa says that in the event you did that, which one of these two options, drum roll, lo yiyye achem memaris bedama. No. You shouldn't have somebody go ahead and be memaris the dam. Ella, It's actually option C. It's none of the above. To ubatsurasa. No, you have to just make it puzzle. Vetesi the base hasreifa and let it go to the base hasreifa. Meaning, this whole thing is a puzzle. There's no way to salvage this chatas because the asham has to be before the chatas. So if you did the chatas first, to follow through, you're not going to follow through. That first tzad that we thought was a reasonable tzad, the Gemara is not even entertaining. To have somebody miss it, oichnisht. But rather, yetzel beis hasreifa. Now, before you put something in the beis hasreifa, you have to do ibur tzar, right? That's something we know from Zvachim. So make sure it gets deformed on some level, like this. It won't look like you're going ahead and burning a shiny piece of kachim. Once it's already tu b'tzuros, it's not so nice anymore. But the bottom line is, that's what you're supposed to do. So what's the kasha masiv rapapa? If you're going to tell me what? That ein mechus is man, l'boy bayoim. So what's the problem? Hiktim chatase l'ashamay. What's the grace avla over here? L'chayra, even though it's true that before you bring the asham, it's not the zman of the chatas, but at the same time, it's soon going to be the zman, and it's going to be the zman that day. So it's l'chayra problem of ein mechus is man, l'boy bayoim. So according to Rish Lakish, ein mechus is man, l'boy bayoim. That's not an issue. So what's the problem over here? Now, this kasha, just to speak out, the obvious is also presupposing the same lundus that Marna Gris spoke out in the previous Gemara. And that is that the reason you had to bring the Asham first and the Chata second is because until you bring the Asham, it's not the Zman of the Chatas. But the kasha is, who cares? What happened to Emechus Zman? Now, who asked this kasha? Rapapa asked this kasha. 12 seconds after Rapapa answered almost the same exact kasha that Rav Sheshes asked. Right, the Gemara. How could Rav Papa ask it? You know, Rav Chizda could ask this kasha. Rav Amnuna could ask this kasha. Rav Huna could ask this kasha, right? Rav Hoshi Rabba could ask this kasha. Rabbi Yochanan could ask this kasha. Abaye Rabbi Rabin Shmuel, the Amri Travayu could ask this kasha. But Rav Papa can't ask this kasha because Rav Papa Udam, Rav Papa just said, Shani Hilchas Metzaira, Dichsiv Behu Havaya. It says, Zoyz Tia Teres HaMetzaira. And over here, the order matters. So La'olam, I'll tell you, Eim Echus Esman L'Bei B'Yem, not when it comes to Metzaira. But the Gemara says, no, I guess Shmak Eteres. This is why you have to learn Zvachim before you learn Menachas. I mean, you can't appreciate this unless you're coming off 120 blad of Zvachim. Most. El Rapapa, so Rapapa said, Hachi Kokashale, this is why Rapapa was asking the Kasha, because he felt, Imahani Milia Voita. It could be it's true, it says, Zoyz Tia Teres HaMetzaira, which says that the order matters, but it could be it means the Avoidas of the Metzaira that matter. A Beshchita Lava Voidehi, a Beshchita is doch nicht an Avoida. So Rapapa held that because Shchita Lava Voidehi, maybe Shchita is not included in the din Zoyz Tia Teres HaMetzaira, the E Eim Echus Hazman Lobay Bayoim, and if Eim Echus Hazman Lobay Bayoim, so why does it have to be puzzled? Yeyachem Emaris Bedam. For likriv asham, which is the avoda, by the way, so there you'll get the order right. V'hada likriv chatas, and then afterwards you'll bring a carbon chatas. The bottom line is, Rav Papa knew the teretz of Zoyz Tia Teres HaMetzaira. He made up the teretz. He's the mechaber of that teretz. Iu lahavi parvanka. He knows this teretz, but at the same time, he knew that this teretz wouldn't work over here, and because it is, he has this bomb kasha on Rish Lakish. It's a bomb kasha on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds Eim Echus Hazman L'Bei Bayoim. What do you mean? Aver Mufurish Raya from the Asham and the Chatas Metzaira, the Eish Mechus Hazman L'Bei Bayoim. Rav Papa was so bothered with this kasha, the Rav Papa said, in order to understand Rish Lakish, we have to go back to the drawing board. So let's revisit Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, Milchus Hamid that was brought Shaloi L'Shma, the Halach is, it's kosher and it's pasal. It's kosher, you can be makta the koimitz. It's pasal, however, you can't eat the shirayim. Mitzad psuli ha-mikdashim, it's kosher. Mitzad the sugis of Shaloi L'Shma, it's kosher. But at the end of the day, you were never makta the shiari ha-mincha. And as a result, it is an Issa Chadash. And therefore, you're not going to be able to eat it. The Gemara asked the greatest kasha in Rish Lakish. A vifl, you can't eat the shiari ha-mincha, that means it's Chadash. If it's Chadash, then it's not Menamutal Yisrael. Mimashki Yisrael teaches me it has to be Menamutal Yisrael. The Eshta Teretz was that Kosover Rish Lakish Eim Echus Hazman L'Bei Bayoim. Rav Papa just knocked out that teretz. As a result, Rav Papa needs to now come and replace a teretz to that kasha. So again, he's not going to revisit Rish Lakish in terms of altering Rish Lakish's halacha here in Masechtas Menachos. But to answer that kasha, we need a new teretz. Because Eim Echus Hazman L'Bei Bayoim, which Rav Adbar Ahava thought was a good teretz, doesn't work according to Rav Papa. Elam Rav Papa said, Hayne Tamid Rish Lakish. You want to know pshat in Rish Lakish that holds what? Last Rashi. The Omar Kumtza Nikter. That you could be mocked at the koimitz. Ay, there's a problem on me, Mashki Yisrael. It's because Sovar, it's because Rish Lakish holds Heyer Mizrach Mater. It's because he holds that really the Tvua Chadasha became Mutter first thing in the morning on Tez Zayin Nisan. And It's based on something that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? This is Reish Lakish Lishitasai, and he said it together with his great Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan. I feel it was much based on Kaim, even when the Beis Hamikdash stood, Heya Mizrach Mater, that once it was Heya Mizrach, at that point, it was already going to be Mutter. Now, the longer version of this Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Dami Chavai, was later in Masechtas Menachos. Everybody knows that once upon a time when there was a Beis Hamikdash on Tezai and Nisan, so the Minchas Ha'emer was Mater the Tvua Achadash. Mishchar Beis Hamikdash, so there's no Minchas Ha'emer anymore. So what was Mater the Tvua Achadash? Hey, you're playing Mizrach, right? First thing in the morning, at that point, it was already Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish showed that even Bizban Shabbos Hamikdash Ha'yikayim Be'etzim, hey, your Mizrach was Mater. There was a din, L'chatchila, you're supposed to bring the carbon, and that's the way the heter is supposed to manifest itself, meaning don't eat from the Tvua Chadash until you bring the carbon. But be'etzim, just like Heir Pnei Mizrach works, noch the churban, it's something that worked, b'shas the Beis HaMikdash was kaim as well. What's the point? The point is that being that Heir Pnei Mizrach is matter, so be'etzim, when he's going ahead now and he's being makter, this kaim, it's not a problem of Mashke Yisrael. Don't you need the Minchas Ha'emer to be matter? Not Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish l'shitasai. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, tell me to value that really Heir Pnei Mizrach is matter. Now, by the way, Rashi speaks out that if you're going to tell me that Heir Pnei Mizrach is matter, so why do Reish Lakish say you can't eat the Shiari HaMincha? Why do you say you can't eat the Shiari HaMincha? You can't eat the Shiari HaMincha? I can't be mocked with the Kaimitz either. Nor was Heir Pnei Mizrach. So I shouldn't be able to eat the Shiari HaMincha. So it's Rashi's Kasha. Rashi says that when Reish Lakish said, "In Shiari HaNecholim," he meant the mitzvah lehamtin adavas haboimer. And Chanami, really you could eat it. It's not real Chodesh. That's the whole point of Rapapa's Tara. It's not really Chodesh. If there's no Mimashki Yisrael, it means I could eat the Shiari HaMincha, which is true. But Afilu Achi, he said, puzzle, not puzzle, but puzzle meaning that it's not something you should go ahead and you should do because the chatchila you're always supposed to wait until you bring the carbon mincha. Talking about how the Reish Lakish, this shitas Reish Lakish, who holds that here, Mizrach matter. Even b'sman shemesa mikdash ha'yakarun, la b'fer shitmer, you should know it's not something he ever said mefurish, elo mechlal etma, but it's something we deduce from something else Reish Lakish. At the time we learned in the Mishnah, ein mevien minchas bikurim u minchas behema kaidam loimer. And again, this Mishnah is the command of samaches samed beis. So, the minchas bikurim and the minchas behema were not brought, Minchas Behemah Rashi says, was the Minchas Nesachim. So these two menachas were not brought kaidam loimer. Before the carbon oimer was brought. By the way, some have the girsa, not minchas bikurim, but just bikurim, right? Because bikurim is not a mincha. So in mevi'im, again, girsayas and menachas are always tricky, but in mevi'im, the bikurim and the minchas behema, koidem la'omer, before the korban omer. The im hevi, and if he brought it pasul, it's going to be pasul. What's the reason? Because before the korban omer was brought, the tfuah hachadash is asa, there's an isa chadash, and as a result, the bikurim and the menachas that you're bringing are not mimashki Yisrael, and it's for that reason this is going to be an issue. And even b'diavad, it's going to be pasul. Even before the shtei halecha, which was brought 49 days later, right? 50 days later. On Shavuos, even that, you weren't supposed to bring these things before. Abavim Hevi, then already b'diavad, kosher, it's going to be kosher. Either way, on that mission of Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Reish Lakish, Loi Shanu, this whole kpeda of not bringing the menachas and the bikurim, fardem minchas oimer, or the fardem shnei alechem, this is only true, barba asar ubechamisha asar, that's only true on the 14th day of Nisan, the 15th day of Nisan, avol b'shisha asar. But once it's already the 16th day of Nisan, even if you would bring the menachas and the bikurim, fardem minchas oimer, and hevi kosher, it's going to be kosher. Why would it be kosher? You need the Minchas Oimer to be matterit for it to be kosher afilu b'diavad. So what's Pashup Shat? The answer is Amal Kosava Heir Mizrach Matter. That once it's Heir Mizrach, at that point it's going to be Mutter, and it's for that reason it's going to be. Okay, bottom line is, what's the second Shita Samayra'im as it relates to the world of Minchas Oimer that was brought Shalai L'shma? First Shita was Rav. Rav said it's Pasul. Ha'ilu Bas Lahatav Lehiter. The second Shita is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that the Shiorea Ein Necholim, but the koimitz is something that you could be put on the mizbech. Shuvah is not necholim because at the end of the day you weren't matir the tvuah chadasha. The koimitz is something you could be matir because mitzad psuli amikdashim, there's no problem. Isn't that a problem mineyu be? Because if you can't eat the shirayim, that means it's not minamutali Yisrael. This is dim mashki Yisrael, it's not mutamili Yisrael. to answer that kasha was the majority of the first half of today's daf. And really, what emerged was the Gemara had two mahalchim. The first mahalch was Rav Barahava. He said, which we said is a very surprising, it's a very novel application of Emechus Hazmal Abayim. Because usually Emechus Hazmal Abayim is going to happen in a couple of hours. Over here, no, you got to do something. It's not going to happen in a few hours. But it's Mechus Hamais. It's very, very different. But I feel Uhachi Rishlokish, even Bechai Gavno, Emechus Hazmal Abayim. Second mahalch is Rapapa. Rapapa said, this is Rishlokish Lishitasa. If you know the end of Menachis, this kasha shouldn't bother you. Because Rishlokish Lishitasa holds, hey, Mizrach is already matter. And it's for that reason, really, Mikra, then you could even eat the Shiraim. It's only Din Lechatchila that Rishlokish said the Shiraim can't be eaten. But you're asking me, it's not Menamut Ali Yisrael. Really, it is Menamut Ali Yisrael. Either way, the third sheet. Barav Amar Rav Asned, Minchas Aimer Shakim Shalei Lishma Ksheira. The Minchas Aimer with the Kimitz was on Shalei Lishma is going to be Kasha Ushia Re'o Necholin. And not just that, the Shiraim is going to be allowed to be eaten. The Einot Sricha Minchas Aimer Lahatira. This is also a chiddush. So, according to Rav, Minchas Aimer Shalei Lishma Kasha, that's the Mishnah, Shirei Necholin, yeah, that's the first Rashi in the first Mishnah, right? You know what kosher means? It means you're allowed to eat the shirayim. Aber, the chiddush is that you don't even need to bring another minchas hayim latir. That's a chiddush. Because I would say that for sure, hayolu bas lahatav lehiter, right? It's for sure le'adu lebailam l'shem chayva. And if that's the case, how could a minchas hayim shalei l'shma be a kosher mincha? So Rav explained. He said, the reason is, she'in machshava mayalas. Because the machshava does not render a carbon unfit. Ella, b'misha roi la'avoida, u'bedavar haroi la'avoida, u'bemakrayim haroi la'avoida. What do these three things mean? What did Rav mean when he said that a machshava is only paiseles? It's la'afuke koyen balmum. That's coming la'afuke a koyen balmum. So a koyen, that's a balmum that does the avoida. His machshava is not going to have any impact on the carbon. And the reason is because he's not a misharoi lavoida. But not a roi lavoida. This is the part of the Gemara that we need, la'afuke minchas ha'omer, as opposed to minchas ha'omer deloy chazio. That's not a dover roi lavoido. The ingredients that were used to bring the minchas ha'omer was something that ordinarily was loy chazio le carbon. Why? The chiddush, because a very big chiddush, the ingredients of the minchas ha'omer. Now, what were the ingredients of the minchas ha'omer? Sa'irim. Ordinarily, a mincha was always brought chitin. So, therefore, sa'irim, even though here it's mitzvah sebekach, but we look at it as not a dover roi lavoido, and as a result, there is no such thing as a machshava apiseles when it comes to something that's not a davar la'avoda. Rashi asks, there was another time that a carbon mincha was brought from Sa'irim, and that was the minchas kanois. Rashi says minchas kanois was only maskeres oven, it's a whole different type of mincha, ayin sham. But either way, that's what davar aroy la'avoda means. And finally, b'makom aroy la'avoda la'fuki nifkam ha'mizbech. In the event that the mizbech was nifkam, so we know once it's nifkam ha'mizbech, the Azara loses its Kedushas Azara to a certain extent. All the Karbanas are going to be possible. As a result, if it was not a Makoim Haroi Le'avoida, because it was Nifkam HaMizbeach, B'chahai Gavna, the Allah is going to be that it is not going to be a problem. The Machshava is not going to be a Machshava HaPeiselas. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that Rava holds that the only time there's something called a Machshava HaPeiselas is if it's a Dover HaRoy LaVoida. As opposed to a Minchas HaOmer, Minchas HaOmer was not a Dover HaRoy LaVoida. Why not? Because it was brought Sa'irim. And Sa'irim ordinarily is not something that was ever kosher, is not something that was ever kosher LeMincha. Therefore, the whole machshava doesn't passel it, and therefore the halach is it's going to be kosher, and it's even going to be alu l'bayim l'shem chayvus. What are the three shittas as it relates to the halacha of a mincha shalei l'shma? Specifically, a minchas oimer that was brought shalei l'shma. From the Mishnah, it sounded like it's included in kol ha-menachos, where the halach is that if it was nikmetzu shalei l'shma k'sheirois, ele shalei alu l'bayim l'shem chayva. Stating that, Rav came along, and Rav said that the minchas oimer that was brought shalei l'shma, the halach is it's going to be pasul. Rav Reish Lakish said that the minchas oimer that was brought shalei l'shma, the halach is going to be that the shirayim are not going to be allowed to be eaten, but as it relates to being makta to the kaimis, for that it's going to be kosher. Rav is the third shita, and Rav said that minchas ha'omer that's brought shaloi lishma, not only is it going to be kosher, not only could you eat the shirayim, not only could you be makta the koimetz, but it's even olu l'bailim l'shem chayva. So the tzad ha'shava between Rav, Reish Lakish, and Rav halacha is that all three hold that even though from the stimas hamishna it sounds like a mincha sa'omer shaloi l'shma would be kosher v'loi olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, stating that that's not the case. Now, obviously, if you go into all three of the shittas, the loyroy is that karoy is ever like karoy is that karoy is that is mamish from sea to shining sea. It's from mizrach to mayrif. But what they have in common is they're all being moitzi the pshutay shom mishnah a little bit from the way it would appear, and that is, it's not included in all the menachas chutz mi minchas chayte and minchas kanois that are kosher v'lei olu l'bayim l'mashem chayva, but rather the way we view them is being different. What the difference is? Marked islay, umarked islay, umarked islay. We're going to stop here. So as it relates to raid, so the topic of the beginning of Mesechtes Menachos is the same as the topic of the beginning of Mesechtes Vachem, and it's the halachos of Shaloi L'shma. When a machshava Shaloi L'shma has an impact on a carbon, when it's going to be kosher, elo shaloi olu l'bailam l'shem chayva, when it's going to be pasul, etc., etc., etc. One of the chedushim that is mavur in the beginning of Mesechtes Menachos and the beginning of Mesechtes Vachem as well is that in addition to the fact that a machshava shaloi l'shma has a negative impact on a carbon, it's also usur. It's also prohibited for a person to have a machshava shaloi l'shma. Where do you see that? So it was mefurish in the Gemara. I mean, literally, it's from the first halachas of Mesechtes Vachim and Mesechtes Menachos, right? Reading from Menachos. Lama li l'misni elo, lisni v'loi olu l'bailu l'shem chayva. Why did the Mishnah say, kol ha-menachay shenikmetzu shaloi l'shman k'sheirais elo, shaloi olu l'bailu l'shem chayva? What it should have said was, v'loi olu l'bailu l'shem chayva. Hakam ashmalan, said the Gemara, you want to know why the Mishnah said elo? It's coming to teach me that l'bailam hu d'loi olu l'shem chayva, ha-mincha gufa k'sheira, right? It's coming to teach me that the mincha itself, despite the fact that it's like olu l'bayim l'shem chayva is kosher, the asur l'shnuye, and therefore moving forward, it would be asur to now by one of the subsequent avodas have a machshava shaloi l'shma. Kidei Rava, and it's based on something Rava said. The Amar Rava olu sheshachta shaloi l'shma asur lizrei dama shaloi l'shma. So it's mefurish in the Gemara that the idea of shaloi l'shma is not only Dover hapiseles, it's also a question of isav heter. It is prohibited, it's forbidden for a person to have a machshava shaloi l'shma while he's doing one of the critical avodas. If you take a look at Rashi on the top of Daf Beis Amid Beis, Rashi says that what's the makar that it's asur l'shnuye? What's the makar that you're not allowed to have a machshava shaloi l'shma? Rashi says, because it says, im zevach shlomim karbonoi, and we learn from there, shetehei zvich l'shem shlom. Now, im zevach shlomim karbonoi, the Torah says in the parish of shlomim, that's the way the Torah introduces the shlomim, and the Gemara learns in the first parak of Masech Tzvachim, and all the limudim that teach me how I know there's a din l'shma, we learn from im zevach shlomim, shetehei zvich l'shem shlomim. So Rashi says, you want to know why it's asur l'shnuye, why there's an idea that it's prohibited for a person to do an avoida with a carbon with a machshava shaloi l'shma, it's because it says im zevach shlomim karbonoi shetei zvich l'shem shlomim, and that shetei zvich l'shem shlomim is like a tzivoy. Torah is telling you how you're supposed to do it, and therefore you have to make sure that the zvich is going to be l'shem shlomim. Meaning the parsha that tells me that shaloi l'shma has a negative impact on a carbon is good for the makar that it's also to do an avoida shaloi l'shma. If you take a look at Rashi on the identical Gemara in Masechtes So Rashi over there says that you want to know why you can't have a machshava shaloi l'shma when it comes to zvachim, because ha'amrina beperek sheni, because the Gemara says in the second parak of Masech Tzvachim, also lechashiv bekotchim, you're not allowed to have a machshava apiselus bekotchim v'yalef mikra, and it's learnt out from a pasuk dechsev lo yichashiv. It says in the Torah lo yichashiv. What's this Gemara in the second parak of Tzvachim that Rashi is referring to? So the Gemara says amr abyan minayi lemechashiv bekotchim shu loike tafchav tes amr beis. How do you know that if somebody would have a machshava apiselus bekotchim, he would get Malkus? Talmud Loimer, it says in the Torah, lo yichoshev. And being that it says lo yichoshev, that's a loisa say to teach me that if you have a machshava peisalus bekotchim, you're going to get Malkus. Amalei Rav Ashi the Ramari. So Rav Ashi told Ramari, if you have a machshava peisalus, a bad thought, you're going to get Malkus. Lav she'en by maisahu v'chol lav she'ein by ma'isa, ain't like an olav. Isn't this a lav she'ein by ma'isa? So he told him back, true, Rabbi Yehuda, when I said you're going to get Malkus, I meant that Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amaru holds, lav she'ein by ma'isa, like an olav. Abazok rashin zvachim daf bezam and bez. You want to know why asur l'shnuye? You want to know why you're not allowed to have a bad machshava on a kosher carbon? It's because of a mefurish gemara. It says in the Torah lo yichashev, and mean that it says lo yichashev. We learn minayim lemechashev bekachem shehu loike. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you would even get malchus because he holds lav she'ein b'maisa loike. Of the bottom line is that's why you can't have a bad machshava. In other words, we seem to have two Rashi's in Shas on the very very same gemara that is being mefarish this gemara in two completely different ways. Rashi and Menachis says that you want to know why you can't have a machshava shaloi v'shma by kachim. It's because there's a din l'shma. So if there's a din l'shma, obviously you can think shaloi l'shma. It says im zevach shlomim karbonoi shetehe zvicha l'shem shlomim. Rashi and Zvachim says sharfer. Rashi says because it's a lois asay. It says in the Torah lo yichashev late Rabbi Yehuda that you get malchus on a lav shem emaisa. This is even one of the chayvei lavin. Chayra, at first glance, tzarech beer. Why Rashi in Zvachim was mefarish one way, Rashi in Menachos was mefarish the other way. And really, I think if you're going to ask the kasha properly, the kasha is more on Rashi in Menachos than on Rashi in Zvachim. Rashi in Zvachim is saying that you want to know why asur l'shnuye, it's because it's one of the lavin in the Torah. It says, lo yichashev. L'chayra, why did Rashi in Menachos not learn the way that Rashi in Zvachim learns? I think maybe we could be matzia, two very simple pshatim to explain Rashi and Menachos daf beis amud beis, which is we're going to see is going to go to the core of understanding some of the sugyas of shaloi l'shma, and it's all based on dvarim from the gedolei achrayim. And that is the Rambam in Hilchos Psuli Amikdashim. This is in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, "Kol amechashev machshava she'ena nechayna." Any person that thinks a machshava she'ena nechayna b'kachem. Harei zeh oiver b'lois haseh. He's oiver a lois haseh she'harei hu oimer lo yichashev. Because it says lo yichashev, and lo yichashev is a lois haseh that's coming to teach me you're not allowed to have a machshava ha'poiseles. What's the makar to this Rambam? It's the Gemara in Zvachim daf chof teh samid beis. Pi Shmuel amdu, says the Rambam, we have a Mesoira, she'bechlal din zeh, that included in the words lo yichashev is she'lo yafsid ha'kachem b'machshava. That you shouldn't ruin the kachem with a bad thought. Says the Rambam, you know why? Because if a person would do an avoida on kachim, and he would do it with a machshava apiselis, it would be the equivalent thereof to being matul mum bekachim. And it's for that reason, this is not something that's okay. And then the Rambam goes on and on and on. Rami Simchan or Sameach says that it's so interesting why the Rambam would go and give like an explanation, almost like a time of the craw, for why there's a lav in the Torah of Lo Yichashev. The Rambam says, if you have a machshava, Eina Nechayna B'kachem, you get Malchus, says Lo Yichashev. And then the Rambam gives an explanation. Shareze Doyme L'matul Bum B'kachem. What Shaychis? I mean, whatever. You want to tell me it's like being matul mum bekachim? It's neither here nor there. At the end of the day, you're not allowed to have a machshava she'ena nechayna because it says in the Torah lo yichashev. Vos artmir, this very fancy reason, she'arei doyme, like why is this something that even matters? L'chayra, at first glance, it's something that's neither here nor there. And befrat, Rameir Simcha says, it's mamish not darkei shel Rambam to ever do something like this in his Yad Chazaka. Maybe in the Meir Nevoichen, but not in the Yad Chazaka. So Fred Rameir Simcha, what did the Rambam mean when he said she'arei ze doyme l'matam u'mekachim? So Rameir Simcha said, Kedarke Bakaydash. He says, the Rambam with those words was coming to teach me a halacha. You know what he was coming to say? That although it's true, kol mechashi machshava she'ena mechayna bekachem areza oiva b'loy saseh, she'arei hu oimer lo yichashev. But the only time that's true is if the machshava is going to make the carbon possible. But what would be if someone had a machshava she'ena mechayna bekachem? But the halacha is that the carbon's going to be kosher. For example, kol azvachim she'nizbuchu she'loy l'shman k'sherim elo she'loy olo l'bayim l'shem chayva. Those zvachim are all kosher, said Dar Sameach, that b'lishoyna yazov, the Rambam was coming to teach you, in that case you would not be over the lo yisaseh of lo yichashev. Because the only time this in this lo yichashev is if it's doyme lematul bum bekachem. When you were mafsid the kachem, on the level, you can't eat the basar. You can't eat the shirayim. You can't be makta the dam. You can't be makta the koimetz. In in a situation like that, said Dar Samech, that's what the Rambam is coming to teach you. It's there and only there that you're going to be over the love of Lo Yichashev. But if somebody would be Mechashev and Machshava Shaloi Lishma by Kol Azvachim, with Halachas, it's going to be Kosher, even though it's Le'olu Le'bailam L'Shem Chayva, which means your Machshava was a Machshava Shein and Nechayna. It had a negative impact on the carbon. But Afilu Hachi, the love of Lo Yichashev, that's not something that you're going to be over. The Rambam wasn't just giving a mussel, it's a Beispiel. What the Rambam was coming to do was the Rambam was coming to say a chiddush lahalacha, that if somebody would have a machshava shaloi lishma by shar kachim, the halacha is the halacha, he would not be over the love of lo yichashev. I found in the shiurim from Rabbi Shulam David Alevi, it's from the first shiurim on Masechta Zvachim, he clears this shayla that we know there's a lav in the Torah of lo yichashev. Yesh lehistapek. If the lav of lo yichashev is something that would be true only by a Pesach and a Chatos, or in the world of Menachos, by a Minchas Chayte and a Minchas Kanos, like Rav, maybe a Minchas Omer. But the bottom line is, that is it only then where it's actually possible that you're over the lav of lo yichashev? But where it's kosher, elish le'olu l'bayim l'shem chayve, maybe not. Oy, maybe not. Maybe once you have a machshava shaloi lishma, I don't care if it's pasul, I don't care if it's kosher. At the end of the day, even when it's kosher, you see you were mafsid the kachem. It's le'olul b'aylam l'shem chayv. On some level, it's not perfect. And if that's the case, maybe b'chai gavno, you'd be over the lav lo yichashev as well. So Mishlum David said, it's a mefurish taisefta. This taisefta is in Perik Yudeis and Masech Tezvachim. It's the very, very last excerpt of Halacha Chesed, the last Tezvachim of Perik Yudeis. Just going to read it. Aval HaKoymetz VaHamekabel VaMahalich Kibel Hazar, Kibel Apostle, Kibel Besmoyle, Kibel Beklichoyle, Nosin Es Anitano Lamato Lamayle Ves Anitano Lamato Lamato Es Anitano Befnim Bechutz Ves Anitano Bechutz Befnim. We're listing off a whole bunch of examples where a kohen did the avoda and he did it ba'ifim psul. Oishes shachton chutz lezmanon v'chutz lemkoyman, or ha pesach v'hachatos shes shachton shaloi lishma. Harei elu b'loisase. In all these cases, you're going to be over aloisase. Said Rabbi Shulam David Alevi, it's a mefurish teisefta. In the teisefta, you see that dafke the pesach and the chatos shaloi lishma. It's dafke there you're going to be over the love of lo yichashev. But as it relates to the zvachim with alochis, it's kosh. There you're not going to be over the lab of lo yichashev, but al kaponim it's mavur over here, a very big chiddush. Rameir Simcha learned it up in the Rambam Perik Yud Ches Aleph. Rameir Shlom David Alevi said it's be'etzem a mafurish ataysefta, and that is the lab of lo yichashev. Do you have the lab of lo yichashev when you're dealing with karbonos that are kosher, where the machshava was done shaloi lishma, or is it only the pesach and the chatos, or the minchas chayte and the minchas kanois, where it's actually going to be pasul? Because when you mafsit the kachim, now the kachim is pasul, so then you have the lab of lo yichashev. But to the extent that you were mafsit the kachim, maybe over there not. But al kaponim lefize yesh loyma, that's pshat and Rashi masachtes menachos. Over here we're discussing kol hamenachos shenikmetzu shaloi lishman. Ksheirois elish shalei olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. What does it mean elish shalei olu l'bayim l'shem chayva? That even though it's loy olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, so you would have had a sol kedaitach that maybe what? Maybe you can go ahead now, and maybe you could go, and maybe you could have a machshava shalei lishma. Kamash melon asul lishnuyah. You can have a machshava shalei lishma. But what type of karbonos are we talking about? We're talking about karbonos that, by definition, are kosher. We're not talking about the pesach and the chatos. We're not talking about the minchas chayte and the minchas kanois, because those things would have been possible anyways. So we're talking about something that's bab and edib and adava. We're talking about something that could be kosher, right? So if we're talking about something that's kosher, and now it's mavur in the gemara asul lishnuyah, Rashi couldn't say asul lishnuyah al tzlo yichas. And the reason is, like Ramei Simcha was medayik in the Rambam, like Rabbi Shulam David Alevi was medayik in the Tosefta, Soi Perik Yudeis of Nesach Tezvachim. Because the only time you have the lav of lo yichashev is by the Pesach and the Chatos. Zok Rashi, Minochis, Tabez, Amabez. You want to know why Asa Lishnuye on such a carbon? Oh, the reason is, because Vokzivim, Zevach, Shlomim, Karbonoi, Shetei Zvicha, L'Shem Shlomim. If we were handling over here a Pesach and a Chatos, or a Minchas Choyte and a Minchas Kanois, and there the Gemara was saying Asa Lishnuye, Avada Rashi would have said, I'll slow you. But we're discussing the kol azvachim, the kol amenachis that are ksheirois elosh loy olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, and that the diak of the mission is coming to teach me that afilu achi also l'shnuyeh. It's still going to be something that you're not allowed to do over there. You don't have the isra of loy yichashev. What is then the siba? The siba is shetei zvich l'shem shlamim. I Rashi in Zvachim, I hear Rashi in Zvachim, obviously yells there is a lo yichashev. But the bottom line is, this chiddush or Meir Simcha, and this chiddush or Meshulam David Alevi, who has a beautiful dirk and a taisefta, but at the end of the day, this chakira could be, is what's going on over here, what's playing itself out between these two Rashis. The Rashi in Zvachim dav beis, the Rashi in Menachis dav beis, the doik. But maybe you could say another mahalach. Maybe you could say, ubehektem. The Gemara in Mesechtes Bava Kama, Daf Dalet Amud Beis and Daf Hei Amud Aleph, is discussing the Arba Avos Nezikin. Right, so this is one of the few places where Bava Kama meets Kachin. So Mesechtes Bava Kama begins Arba Avos Nezikin, Ashar, Habar, Hamad Vahever. We know that the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Dalet Amud Beis brings a brisa for Rabbi Yishia that added to that. He said that there were not 4 Avos Nezikin, but there were 13 Avos Nezikin. Then the Gemara brings a brisa for Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said there weren't 13 Avos Nezikin, there were actually 24 Avos Nezikin. And the Gemara goes and tells us, according to Rabbi Chiya, what all the Chav Dalet Avos Nezikin are. Now, Rabbi Chiya, when he said there are 24 Avos Nezikin, so he counted them. And the Gemara says, we know Minyana is always Asa L'Me'uteh. It's always coming to exclude something. I mean, you only count when there's something that you think should have been included in your ranking on your list that for whatever reason is being excluded. So the Gemara says, as it relates to Rabbi Chiya's Chav Dalet, what's he coming to be Mamayit? I just explained the Gemara Bava Kama, Abyssal Besser. The Arba Avos Nezikin is coming to be Mamayit, the 13 and the 24. Rabbi Chiya's 13 is coming to be Mamayit, the Rabbi Chiya's other 11. But Rabbi Chiya, L'Chaira, maxed that. He gave you everything. So if Rabbi Chiya covered the whole spectrum. So what is he coming to be Mamayit? It's Okta Gemara Minyana the Rabbi Chiya L'Me'ute Mai L'Me'ute Moiser U'Mefakel. He's coming to be Mamayit. If someone's a Moiser, you would think he should be Chayiv, he should be included in the Avos Nezikin, not on my list. Additionally, Mefakel. Obviously, between the Moiser and the Mefakel, which one do we need? We need the Mefakel, right? So Rabbi Chiya says the Gemara is telling me the number 24, because he wants you to know that Mefagel is not going to be included. What does that even mean? So the background to Mefagel is a Mishnah in Perek HaNezokin, in Mesechtes Gittin, where the Mishnah says, Koyhanim, that had a Machsheves Pigel while they were doing the Avodah, so if they had a Machsheves B'mezid, the Aloch is Chayovim. The Chayiv as a Mazik. And based on that, so I have another example of Avos Nezikin. If somebody would have a Machsheves Pigel, L'chayra, that would come with Chiyuv Mammon, and based on that, it should be included. Minyana de Rabbi Chiya is Lemute, that a Mefagel is not going to be included in the list. And the Gemara says, why Takana? Why not? I mean, it sounds like he should be included in the list. The Gemara says, B'kachim lo kamayri, because Bava Kama is not Kachim, very much not, and as a result, we're not talking about Kachim. The Kachim the Gazachim we'll deal with when we learn Kachim. But B'kachim lo kamayri in Bava Kama, and it's for that reason it's not included. Rashi, on the word of the Gemara Umefagel, says something that is very hard to even say over with a straight face, right? This mamash goes down as one of the most shver Rashi's of all time. Rashi says, what does it mean, mefagel? Koyin sheshachat karboni shel Yisrael. A koyin that took the carbon of a Yisrael and he shechted it, chatos l'shum shlamim. And he was bringing a chatos, and instead of a chatos, he had in mind a shlamim. Is that what a mefagel is? A mefagel is when you have in mind to do an achila, chutz l'zman, chutz l'mkaymai. Rashi didn't teach mefagel as what we know as pigel. Rashi teached it as shaloi l'shma. The kamek kumas in the shtabra, we have several raid bites. Mamish going back to the beginning of time to try to be miyashiv. This is very, very shver. Rashi, the Pnei Shua, is very matmi on this. And other gedoyli achroinim were very bothered. Rashi, l'chayr, was par bedvar mishnah. Rashi, mamish, made the most basic error, it sounds like. He's teaching mefagel as really being shaloi l'shma. So the chasam soifer, in Bava Kama daf hei amud aleph, he says a dover nifla. He says, Lule de Mistafina, I want to say maybe a little bit of a pshat in Rashi. And that is, Avada Rashi's being moitzi mefagel midei pshutei. Rashi knows what pigel is, Rashi knows what shaloi l'shma is, right? And Rashi's purposely teaching pigel not as pigel, but rather as shaloi l'shma. But there was a reason for it. And the reason is because Be'etzim said the Chasam Sofer, I don't even understand how it's possible that the Mishnah could say that Kohanim that had a Machsheves Pigel, the halacha is that they're going to be Chayiv Mammon. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, that if someone has a Machsheva HaPiselis Bekachim, the halacha is that he gets Malkus. Now we know the rule is that a person is never Loiko Meshalim. How could it be that Kohanim that were mefagel b'mezid are going to be chayev mamin to the extent that they get malkus based on the lab of lo yichashev, the Gemara in Zvachim, chav tesamid beis, you have a come with the rabbi b'nei yeshu. So now already it's ainu loike m'shalem, k'dei rishosliksev. So if there's ainu loike m'shalem, so based on that, l'chayra, there should be no chiyuv mamon. So stamazik, the whole conversation in the Mishnah and Gittin, and the Gemara saying, l'mutei mefagel, to me this whole thing is a davar pella. Said the Chassam Sofer, I know what you're going to probably tell me. You'll tell me, anachinami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds lav she'im by ma'isa loikin olav, which the Gemara said in Zvachim Chavtesa Mebeis, is the one that holds that a mechashev bekachim is going to be loika. It's true, you're not going to pay mammon. You're going to get malchus. You're not going to get mammon because you ain't a loika mishale. When the Mishnah says in Gittin that the kohanim that were mefagel b'mezid have a chiyuv mammon, and when the Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Hamad Aleph mutei mefagel, and the Gemara says adarabu, oh, because bekachim loika mairi, we're all going in the world of the chachamim. Because in the world of chachamim there is no malchus, because it's a lav shein by maisa. So if there's no malchus, mail is going to be chiyuv mamon. So if there's some type, it's a very obvious response, right? But at the same time, it doesn't work. You know why? Because if you go through the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara makes a certain klolim, certain rules, as it relates to what is included in the Arba'a Veis Nizikin, and then in the Shloisha Asa of Veis Nizikin, and then later in the Arba'a Asa, the Arba'a Esrim of Veis Nizikin. And one of the rules is, Beplukta Loi Kamayri. All of these things were things that had to work Aliba the Kuli Alma. Which means that why, if the Gemara was entertaining to say that a mefagel is one of the Aveis Nezikin, that means it would be true Aliba the Kuliyama. Not only according to the Chachamim that Olav She'im by Maisa ain't like an olav, but even according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds Lav She'im by Maisa is yes like an olav. Well, if that's the case, Freik the Heilige Chassam Sofer, then how could the Gemara entertain that you should be Chayev Mamin by being mefagel Aliba the Chachamim? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda that holds lav shein be maisa loikin olav l'chayra, if lav shein be maisa loikin olav, you're going to get malchus. Once you're going to get malchus, you can't have a chiyuv mamon because you ain't loikin mashalim. And you can't tell me that the Gemara wasn't cheshbining in Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara was only cheshbining in the Chachamim because beplukta loikin mairi. And the Gemara didn't say lamutei mefagel because beplukta loikin mairi. The Gemara said because bekachim loikin mairi, which means that really it meets all the aforementioned criteria. It stems, it conforms with beplukta loikin mairi. That means when the Gemara wants mefagel, the Gemara means that I'll leave it to Kuliyam. Zoktech Sam Sofer. This is what was bothering Rashi. Right? In the Chumash, we always talk about what's bothering Rashi. This is what was bothering Rashi. Rashi at Gegangen and Leben this Kasha. He couldn't understand that the Gemara over here is handling that you should be Chayiv Momin for Pigal, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. What happened to the fact that he ain't like Misham? So you know what? You know what Rashi said? That Mefagel must mean not Mefagel. You know what Mefagel must mean? Shaloy Lashma. And Shaloy Lashma didn't bother Rashi. And the Chassam Sofer says, you know why? I'll tell you, a chiddush, your hair is going to stand up. The reason is because even though it says in the Torah, lo yichashev, and the Gemara learns from there that if someone has a bad machshava b'kachim, you're going to get malchus. Oh, but lo yichashev is only true by a machshavas pigol. But a machshava shaloy lashma is not included in lo yichashev. And the Chassam Sofer says, hagaba atzmecha. Where does it say the word lo yichashev? It says it in the pasuk of pigol. That's where it says it. So really, based on that, ein luchaba el chidushay. Truth is another makar. There's another makar to machshavas pigol. We're going to talk about this beis Hashem in the next few days. It's a pasuk of parsha shoyftim. Lisizbach Hashem lekecha shoyvas ashiyeh by mum kol davar ra ki toyvas Hashem lekechahu. And Rashi quotes this afri. What does it mean? Don't shech kol davar ra azara lemefagel bekotchim al yedei dibur ra. It's an azara that you're not allowed to have a machshavas pigol. And the Chassam Sofer says if you look up the Sefri innovating, the Sefri keeps on saying pigol, pigol, pigol. Why does it keep on saying pigol? Because the only time you're over a lot when it comes to kachim, is if the machshav is a machshav is pigol. If, however, the machshav would be a machshav shloy lishma, over there not, says the Chassam Sofer. That's why Rashi said mefagel means shloy lishma, because Rashi was trying to get out of this kasha that how can it be aliba the Rabbi Yehuda would be chayiv mamon. Rabbi Yehuda holds you get malchus for lo yichashev, and you ain't a loiko mishale. Says the Chassam Sofer. That's why Rashi said that mefagel doesn't mean pigol, but rather mefagel means shloy lishma. If mefagel means shaloy lishma, by shaloy lishma there's no lav of lo yichashev. If there's no lav of lo yichashev, there's no problem vein eloiko meshalem. Therefore, there's a sugi over here of whether mefagel is in the the Avos Nezikin. It's not included in the Avos Nezikin. Truth is, this Chassam Sofer, which is in Bava Kama, Daf Hamed Aleph, is more Ba'arichos in a Tshuva. The Tshuva is in Chayshem Mishpasim Reish Dalet. It was written to the great Goyen, Rab David Deitch. It's a very Kachem Diga Tshuva. It's very much related to this Inyan that we're discussing right now. And over there, he says this Inyan Ba'arichos, that he always held, that it could be that the Lav of Le'ichoshev is not something that would apply to a Machshav Shloi Lashma. The Lav of Le'ichoshev is something that would only apply where? It would only apply to a machshav as pigel, but not by the machshav of the shaloi lishma. But the bottom line is, if we have a zachsam soifer, we learned that up in Arashi, in Arashi in Bava Kama Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and the chassam soifer didn't just say it fleetingly, he says it by richos, and he bangs it out in that tshuva chayshim mishpat simin reish dalet, that could be this no lav of le'yichashev when it comes to machshav of shaloi lishma. So that would be another yishuv hagen to Rashi and Menachas that beis amud beis. Rashi says, unadavam yishori lishnuye, right, is, are you allowed to have a machshav of shaloi lishma? It says in Zevach Shlomim Karbonoi Shetezvich L'Shem Shlomim. Rashi is saying, good, you should have said better. You should have said what you yourself said one Masechta ago in Zvachim that base. It's not Shlo Yichoshev. The Teretz is Rashi in Zvachim obviously holds Lo Yichoshev passes even for a Machshav of Shloi Lishma. But Rashi Menoches holds that it doesn't pass Shloi Lishma. Again, we're not being Miyashiv the Stiris HaRashi. We're just coming to say a Mahalach in what the Shaila might be, whether it's Altzloi Chachnev or whether it's Altzvim Zevach Shalom Karbonu, and specifically Rashi and Menachis, like we mentioned in the beginning of this, is Olav Lavi Araya. Why would he not explain it based on Loi Chachnev? Why would he explain it better? Why would he explain it better based on him Zevach Shalom Karbonu? The first Mahalach was that it's based on the fact that it could be when it comes to a carbon where it's not going to be possible the Machshava Shaloi Lishma. Over there, there's no problem of Loi Chachnev. Like Ramei Simcha was medayik milushayni azov shal Rambam in Hilchas Psula Amikdash Beri Chesal Ocha Aleph, and like Ramei Shulam David Alevi was meichiach or medayik, a little more than a diik maybe, from the Tesefta and the end of Perik Yubeis of Masechta Zvachim. The second mahalach is that it could be not only is there no lo yichashev when it comes to the shaloi lishmas that are koshevali olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. There's never lo yichashev when it comes to machshava shaloi lishma. Even by the Pesach and the Chatos, right? It's not mafurish anywhere. Someone has a bad machshava. Soktach sam soifer, lulei de mistafina, maybe you could say it's only going to be true by machshava speckle. But just to end. And that is, so the Chassam Sofer just said a very big chiddush, right? He just said that if somebody would have a machshava shaloi lishma, by all kachim, he would not be over the lav of lo yichashev. Sounds like a chiddush, right? Could be this is what's going on in between these two Rashis, Rashi in Zvachim Daf Beis and Rashi in Menachas Daf Beis. What should that shaila be talian? What should it be talian? Whether there's a lav of lo yichashev by a machshava shaloi lishma or not. This is easy. It should be Tully in the Brisker Rav. It should be Tully in the Brisker Rav with the Hey Hayidia that we also spoke about so many times. And that is, the Brisker Rav was Mechadish without going through the whole Arichas. That portion you learn that the reason a Machshava Shaloi Lashma has a negative impact on a carbon is because a carbon has to be Lashma. Based on all the Vimudim, a carbon has to be Lashma. When you're Mechashav Shaloi Lashma, you took away the Lashma. Memela, it's possible because it's chasal the lishma. But the Brisker Rav was mechadish that really you can never take away the lishma of a carbon because stama lishma is a chalois in the carbon and a carbon is always lishma based on the sugya of stama lishma. Right before we knew stama lishma, maybe. But once you know stama lishma at that point, you can never take away the lishma of a carbon. Why then is it that a machshava shaloi lishma has a negative impact on a carbon? It's a machshava apiseles. Loishna from a machshava chutzlizmane or chutzlim koimai or one of the other machshavas apiseles. And kachim. There's an inyan that a bad machshava can have a negative impact on a carbon, and that's the yisoid of a machshava shaloi lishma having a negative impact on a carbon. If you hold that the yisoid of shaloi lishma is that it's a negative machshava that passels a carbon, just like a machshava's pigel, then it's poshut it should be included in lo yichashev in the lamda shabbat. If, however, the yisoid of every machshava shaloi lishma is not your positive machshava had a negative impact on a carbon, but rather when you have a machshava shaloi lishma, what you're doing is you're removing the lishma and the mail of the carbon is being possible. If that's the case, it's pashit. It doesn't pass lo yichashev. Lo yichashev means don't have a machshava that's going to negatively impact the carbon. I just explained, even though when you have the bad machshava and you remove the lishma, the carbon is pasul, but it's not pasul machmas the machshava. Punkt. The way it became possible was al yedei machshava. The machshava was the grama. It's not the cheftza of the iser. It's possible also felt in lishma. It's chasal lishma. That's why it's possible. You want to know how it became chasal lishma? Through a bad machshava. That's not lo yichashiv. Lo yichashiv means don't have a machshava. That's bechefza being mafsed the kachim. L'chayr, this is chakira. Whether or not there should be a lo yichashiv when it comes to machshava shloi lishma should be tali in the chakira hayudu of the brisker of, which would mean that maybe these two rashis in Zvachim Dabeis and Menachas Dabeis, this is what's going on over here. Again, this is all being said lepopula ba'alma. I'll just be ma'ayra one ha'ara before the oilam calls me out on this. And that is that the truth is, if you look vaita and rashi here, Menachas Dabeis amid beis, so it's dibur ha'maschel, rashi's kan b'shinui mechti machshava de pasal rachmana b'mincha hakeshahu. So in the middle of the cheshbon of the Gemara, just to read Rashi's words. Rashi says like this: how do you know that there's a psul machshava shalei lishma by Menachis? It's going in Shitas Reb Shimon from the beginning of the Masechta. We learn it kechatas kashim, right? We learn it from a hekesh from zvachim. Okay, this kesh rachmana mincha lizvachim kidechsev kodesh kadashim he kechatas ukaashim and mazvachim pasul ba machshava. And if that's the case, Rashi seems to be saying that the reason a machshava passes, he's talking not about the lav, he's talking about it passeling, but the reason it passels is because it says in the Torah, this is Rashi in Menachas Daf Beis Amud Beis, who's stelling to lo yichashev to explain the inyan of a machshava shloi lishma passeling a carbon. We were learning up in the top Rashi of Menachas Daf Beis Amud Beis. Rashi said, "When a dove mishari l'shnuyei v'aksivim zevach shlomim karbanoi sheteisvich l'shleim shlomim." The Rashi is not bringing lo yichashev into the sugya because lo yichashev maybe has no makim, at least in the second mahalach, has no makim bechlal when it comes to a machshava shloi lishma. Well, Rashi behem shechdiyomi clearly brought in lo yichashev not for the lav, but albeit for the psul. In fact, the Brisker Rav in his piece, when he brings rayas to his yisoid that machshava shloi lishma is a machshava api. One of his Mar Mekoymas that he quotes is this Rashi on the bottom of Menachas Beis Amud Beis. So the Brisker Rav brought a raya from Menachas Daf Beis Amud Beis, not the top Rashi, because I think the top Rashi sounds like a kasha on the Brisker Rav. He brought a raya from the bottom Rashi, which would then mean we would have to try to reconcile these Rashis. Again, the Indian over here is just to be mafalfa a little bit in two Rashis, that we have a yesoid, and that is Shaloi Lishma is not only a psul, it's not only a question, is it kosher, is it pasul, is it alu l'bayim l'shem chayva, is it not alu l'bayim l'shem chayva, but the sugi of Shaloi Lishma is a question of Issa v'heta as well. What is the makar to this Isser? First glance is a stiris of Rashi. Rashi's Vachim Beis Amad Beis says, lo yichashev, Rashi Menachis brings the whole sugya of the first perk of Masech to Zvachim, im zevach shlamim karbonai. It sounds like Rashi didn't want lo yichashiv, which is the more obvious makar. Of course, lo yichashiv. Mefurish Gemara, zvachim chavtas on the base. You get malchus al libid Rabbi Yehuda. That's of course what Rashi should have said. Why did Rashi not say it? We're being matziah again. Hush it for conversation purposes. Lepilpo ba'alma to mahalchim. One based on the yisoid from a meisimcha and the yisoid from a shulam David Alevi, and that is it could be the only time there's a psul machshava shalom. The only time there's an iser, a lav of lo yichashev, is when the carbon's going to be pasul. Over here, we're discussing kashav alei olul bayim l'shem chayva. But it's still also lishnuye. We're handling something that shloi lishma is kosher. So over there, it doesn't pass to say lo yichashni. Inami, like the Chassam Sofer's big yisoid that he says in Bava Kama Daf Hey, and he says in Chuvis and Chayshem Mishpas Simir Reish Dalet, that it could be there is no din lo yichashni bechlal. There's no din lo yichashni bechlal when it comes to absol shloi lishma. What would that be tali in the chayr be tali in the Brisker Rav's chakira? The issue is there's a rashi on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis that seems to shtout to lo yichashni mefurish to shloi lishma. And by the way, this rashi on the bottom of Menachas Beis Amud Beis, and also the Rashi in Zvachim Daf Beis Amud Beis, are both orders on the Chassam Sofer, because the Chassam Sofer is saying that Lo Yichashev is not related Bechlal to Shaloi Lishma. What do you mean? I have a Rashi on the first Daf of the first two Masechtas of Kachim that seem to say not that way. This Rashi maybe can be Mechal between the Psul and the Lav. Rashi in Zvachim Beis Amud Beis is talking about the Lav, and he says Mefurish is Lo Yichashev when it comes to Shaloi Lishma. Again, Tein L'Chachim Yech Gemoid V'Sulei Midi.